Hello, and welcome to my Work From Home Ideas podcast. My name is Adrian Amparo, and today's business is going to be about teaching. Yes, I am a teacher, but I do not teach at home, unless you count my kids. And if you want to take it a little bit further, yes, I even teach my wife. Not very well, but I do try. Anyways, teaching. What could you possibly teach? Well, do you know any specific skills like cooking, math, writing, sewing, anything that you think somebody might be interested in doing? You could create a small classroom or even a one-on-one tutoring session at home. So, excuse me, this is definitely an in-person type of business where you, at first, might want to meet with people one-on-one, even announce it on Facebook. Hey, if anybody needs tutoring in this area, I'm going to hold a session. Come on over. And of course, if nobody shows up, well, then don't say anything. Or you can remind people, hey, we had this great session, had a wonderful time with this person, and really take advantage of Facebook when things work out. Now, the upfront cost for something like this essentially is nothing. But if you're going to be cooking, then obviously there's going to be some costs there. Or sewing, you might need some more materials. I don't know. Maybe people can bring their own sewing machines. But the thing is, you could do this with nothing at all. Now, that's obviously an upside. But a challenge is getting your name out there. Definitely wanting people to come to you for this information might be hard at first. Also, this is a temporary, usually when you're teaching something, it's for a specific time and implies that you're constantly looking for more people. Now, I would definitely suggest giving a discount to your current students if they're able to help you enroll other kids, because that way they can help you build your student base and keep you in business. So that's what I would do personally. Any other challenges that I can think of? Well, you need to have some sort of classroom mastery. You need to be able to manage a group or an individual and learn and know how to speak to someone about a subject, because you can't just say, hey, do it this way, class dismissed. No, you got to learn how to encourage people. You got to learn how to motivate people to do better than they can. And there is an art to this teaching thing. You just can't just say, here, there you go. Otherwise, if it were that easy, they wouldn't need you. The upside, obviously, is the costs. Very little to start this. Another is that you're teaching from your own experience, and hopefully it's something that you like to do. So it's not really work if you're helping somebody and it's something that you like to do. And if you wanted to, you could teach someone about something that you're learning yourself. For example, let's say that you want to learn how to sew. So you learn a little bit, take a class, and then you say, hey, I'm teaching everybody the basics for sewing. Come on over to my house. So there are a lot of options here. It's just a matter of how creative you can be. Now, the one other thing I really like about this teaching from home or tutoring is that it is very expandable. The four ways that I suggest expanding are always through videos. You can be recording yourself teaching. Most camera phones or most phones or smartphones have cameras that are good enough to put on YouTube and create a name for yourself by doing that. You can create a blog about it. You can write about what you're doing on a daily basis, the steps for doing certain things, taking pictures and posting them on there. You can make a podcast recording yourself what you would do first or what you would do second, and just so on and so on. Write about these things. Again, what you're doing is you're building your name. And what you can do also is through Amazon, you can create a book for free. And again, it lends to your authority. Plus, if other people want to buy it, it's there too. And That's the great thing about teaching from home, is that it is very expandable. And if you want to know how to do these other things, how to expand your business, then go to my website. I'll have some things on there on how to do each one of these things. And that website is www.myworkfromhomeideas.org. Organized for you so that you make the best choice when choosing your work from home idea.